Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is going to be funny today. Why is this not working? Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Is it working? Doesn't sound like it. Oh, there we go. Emergency. 911. That's what we got Jared around for. Anyway, that's not even working either. Welcome to the show, everybody. Sorry, we got a lot going on in here today. And Merit FFA showed up with 90% of their class, including their instructor. Anyway, it's 63 degrees currently right now. The wind is out of the south at 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Humidity is 40%. And we have a red flag warning in effect today until 8 o'clock tonight. And there's fires going on down there south of or somewhere around Hobart and Lone Wolf in one of the mountains, and there's some more going up north. Guys, be careful out there. Well, I'm going to change it up a little. I got a busy week. It's National FFA Week. Is that right?
Yes.
Are you speaking into the mic?
I am.
Now, and then I have my partner in crime, Miss Jancy Ripito's in here. She's going to help me also. Matter of fact, I already got something for her to do here in a minute in the orange because I knew she'd be here. I'm going to change it up a little bit today, do some live cattle. They're slightly down. February's 143.25, April's 145.87, June is 141.50, August is 140.50. Feeder cattle are down, 162.42 for March, April's 170.85. Lean hogs are up. Yeah, they've been going up pretty steady, so you might notice here in the near future, your bacon's not going to be cheaper. Anyway, April's 109.40, May's 113.35, June is 118.62. Woodward will be having their weekly bull and cow sale today or tomorrow. And Wednesday, Hobart Stockyards will be having theirs. Looks like a pretty nice set of cows will be selling. 60 Northern Bred black and black white face, 3 to 7 year olds. 25 of them are pairs, and the other ones are bred. And the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Southwest District Meeting is still planned for this Thursday in Lawton. And as you might already know, the one in the Northwest District was moved to March 7th, and that's in Woodward. Grain prices are hard red winter wheat. Cash prices is of 11 o'clock earlier. 801 per bushel, corn 641, milo is 649, soybeans are 1542, and cotton's just hanging in there tough at 121. Well, Jancy, since you're in here and you think you're a stock show expert or something, I don't remember what, I actually got quite a few stock show experts in here today, don't I?
Yes.
Roger Mills had their county sale or show. Would you name off some of those winners in the orange for me?
I'd be happy to. Caitlin Scott was your champion prospect steer from Cheyenne 4-H. Chloe Sue McIntyre is your champion cross steer from Cheyenne. Abby Barton, also from Cheyenne, is your champion cross barrow. Trey Chandler with the champion hemp weather was from Cheyenne. Bryson Robertson, champion Simmental heifer, also from Cheyenne. Sophia Estrada, champion weather dam, also from Cheyenne. Cheyenne had a good day. Harley Travis, champion commercial gilt from Hammond. Hadley McCoy, champion commercial heifer from Sweetwater. Trey Torrance, champion doe goat from Hammond. Sophia York, champion Jersey dairy heifer from Raiden. And Jesse Coates, champion Southdown from Sweetwater.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you come in because I get tired of talking to myself sometimes. I got quite a crew in here. And actually, I think I know them all, really, except for the instructor. And so, anyway, when we come back here in a little bit, we're going to, if you guys don't know it, I'm sure you do, because we had to start Friday because there's too many schools that Jancy, you helped me make the show popular. So everybody wanted to come into the show.
I try.
Yeah, I bet you do. But anyway, we started Friday with Cheyenne and Sweetwater. Today I have Merritt and Elk City. Tomorrow, Burns Flat and Dill City. They picked the best day because they're going to get to talk to Lacey Swope while they're doing their deal. You guys messed up your day early. So anyway, Canute will be in here tomorrow afternoon. Kelton, Texas will be in here Wednesday. Sarah will be in here Wednesday, latter part of the show. Thursday, Clinton and Leedy. And Friday will be Granite and Hobart. So we got a busy week. So, and you guys got a busy week ahead.
We do.
Locals coming up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the famous, what's her name? Famous Smith girl, isn't it?
Lexi Smith.
Yeah, this would be the famous Lexi Smith sitting next to me.
Yeah, I know who she is, but anyway, when we come back, we'll be talking to these kiddos, and don't forget, or please, I mean, my wife's probably texting because I said don't forget. Remember, this Wednesday, Leedy, Oklahoma, Quartermaster Creek, Angus Ranch. Their big bull sale's going on. You don't want to miss that. Mike was in the studio last week, and he's a funny, because I'm going to tell a funny story about him Wednesday while his sale's going on, so he can't prank call me up here at the studio. Anyway, I found out a funny story about him, what happened to him on a golf course one time with a squirrel, so this ought to be good. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
My background is in AI service. If you're doing that, you're more progressive. You're not going to the sale barn and buying a bull for the cheapest you can get. You're searching for better genetics. You're searching for a better quality product. Just like, do you go down to the used car store and buy the car with all the dents and dings, or do you want the new car? We decided we'd start building our own pretty vehicles rather than going paying the price for the pretty vehicle. B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction at 12:30 p.m. They're feed efficiency tested on GrowSafe system. More than 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. There's data for DNA, data for birth, weaning, and yearlings, and there's ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. Get information online at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Across America, FFA members are learning in the classroom and in the field the skills they'll need for tomorrow's careers in agriculture. Whether they're rearing salmon or programming computers, these young people are gaining in-depth knowledge and practical experience.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
Arapahoe Feed Store wants to commend our local future farmers and ranchers. We are proud to support FFA.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
We're live, and I've got a rowdy bunch of kids in here, and you guys will have to excuse all the background noise because they didn't learn how to be quiet at school. Anyway, currently it is 63 degrees still. The wind's still out of south at 20 miles an hour. Well, while they're filling out their paperwork here, let's start with Jancy. Jancy, what grade are you in? What's your full name? And what office position do you hold?
Well, if you haven't heard me on the air before.
Haven't.
I'm Jancy Rupito. I'm a junior at Merritt, and I'm the chapter secretary.
All right, cool. Onward.
I'm Lexi Smith. Sorry, the famous
Lexi Smith.
I'm a senior at Merritt High School, and I am the Sentinel.
Oh, cool. Speaking dirt close.
I am JJ Cloud. I am the treasurer for the Merritt FFA chapter, and I am a sophomore.
All right. Anybody know this guy?
It's kind of hard not to, since I'm the son of the legend.
I know. He is a legend.
Yeah. I'm a junior at Merritt, and I am the president of this chapter.
Oh, it's a big dog.
Yeah.
All right. I know these next two beautiful girls coming up, and I know they're really quiet, so talk into that mic.
My name is Brindley Williamson, and I am the reporter of the Merritt FFA. I'm a sophomore.
Oh, cool.
My name is Brigham Barnett. I'm a junior, and I'm the vice president of our chapter.
And she can also shoot. So, anyway, next.
I am Case Carlson, a junior at Merritt High School, and I serve as the chaplain for our chapter.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's start with the president.
Oh, boy.
What a the legend. You're going to be a legend in your own way, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you already are. From what I heard, from a couple of police officers around. So anyway, what made you, besides your dad and mom, get into FFA?
I wanted to get, I've already been my whole entire life in ag, and I've wanted to carry on my passion of agriculture and to understand it better in class and have fun with my friends with welding and experience that you're learning in that class.
Right. And then have you learned anything to make you better in class than some kind of crap your dad teaches you?
More safety aspect than the red dirt stuff that we do in the shop at Taylor.
Sorry, Paul, but you're a legend, so I had to hammer on you a little bit. Well, let's go to the vice president, Miss Brigham.
Yes.
What have you learned being in FFA? What are you going to carry forward with you?
All the opportunities that I've had to go to, like, speech contests, I think, is the biggest thing I've learned.
And have you done any speech contests? There's been some here lately, hasn't there? Or have there not?
No.
There hadn't? Have they got some plan?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out today, probably, aren't we? Well, anyway, so have you learned any more to be a more responsible young lady since you got an FFA?
I have.
Well, that's good. Well, you got a good set of parents anyway, so you're probably pretty responsible because you're shy as it is.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit. All right, who's next? We got to go with the secretary. Oh, here we go. Jancy, we know you show animals.
Yes.
We know you raise animals. Besides that, what else has FFA taught you?
What else has FFA taught me? Well, you know, Jimmy, that I live on a farm. That's what my dad does. I've been in agriculture since I was born. But having especially Mr. Heron in class, he does a super good job on welding, judging, even speeches. He makes sure that everybody's up to date on what we need to do. He's been really good about giving us other opportunities to get into stuff that we hadn't even thought about
right.
being into. Because, like, my freshman year, I hadn't even thought about being in opening and closing ceremonies. And he kind of said, hey, this is something you need to do. I'm thankful he got me into that. So I've learned a lot in his class, and I'm really thankful for that.
Well, that's good. That's awesome. Mr. Heron, you're pretty blessed with these kids, I'd say.
Beyond.
Yeah, we are. And anyway, so who's next? Who's we got? The treasurer, Mr. JJ.
Yes, sir.
Put that mic over there. See, this is a gentleman. Why are you guys all get your heads together? Is he the comedian, or am I supposed to pick on him?
Okay. I can be a comedian.
Okay, cool. Well, you're the treasurer.
Yes, sir.
And was it last year? Looks like you got on your resume, you was the star green hand.
Yes, sir, I was.
And was that last year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you're a sophomore this year?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. And he's not a comedian. He's very polite.
I can be a comedian.
Oh, okay. Anyway, well, do you show stock at all?
Yes, sir, I do. I show pigs, I've showed goats before.
Okay. And besides animals, has the animals taught you, let me back up before I said beside animals, have you learned any responsibilities taking care of those animals?
Yes, sir, I have. I've learned a lot of responsibilities. My grandpa, he's done a lot of stuff with animals. Both of them have, and he's been in agriculture for a long time. And I've just, ever since I was a little kid, I've always like been used to doing agricultural things and being around animals, and it's taught me a lot of responsibility. And then going into FFA and showing those animals, it's like, hey, you got to feed these pigs this, and if you don't feed them this, well, they're not going to look like this. So it teaches you a lot of responsibility, and like you have to do things on your own, and kind of prepares you for life. So it's a big responsibility thing.
And it's probably helped out with all of you, because I know Brigham, she's shy, but I love her to death. But there's social skills have probably come a long way.
100%.
Because you guys go to, whether it's be a speech contest or stock show or whatever, you meet a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people from other schools help out each other.
Yes, sir.
And is that true or not true? I mean, there's none of this selfishness going on, right?
Yes, sir. And I think we went to an alumni camp last summer, and I was like not wanting to go at all. I don't like meeting new people, not really. And it like opened my mind. Like I've made so many new friends through FFA, through stock shows, and it's just a really good thing.
All right, well, who's next? That was, I got this really shy one now. She's the one, I couldn't pronounce her name right at the stock show. Anyway, you show.
Yes.
You guys raise your own animals.
No, we do not.
Huh?
No.
You buy your, I thought you guys had, no, you don't, do you? No. My bad, I got you ahead smile. Of myself. I'm confused. You both got long hair. So anyway, so you show though, but what else do you do?
I do speeches and stuff.
Huh?
And that's just showing in speeches.
Speeches? Yes. Have you learned anything from going doing these speeches?
How to talk louder.
You mean like your grandma?
Yeah, I'm definitely not as loud as her.
You have a wonderful grandma. Her and I are the same age, and we go back a long way. So anyway, you got a wonderful grandma. Are you going to take anything when you graduate out of high school with you from being a future farmer of America?
Yes, I think mainly time management, like feeding pigs, walking pigs, and doing schoolwork. You got to have a lot of discipline and stuff.
Yeah, there was a young lady in here from Cheyenne Friday. First thing come out of her mouth, time management. So anyway, it's very important. And so, well, who do we got next? I guess we only got one person. Oh, no, wait, the famous one.
Famous.
I'm saving you for last, sorry. Anyway, hey, if you guys are just joining me, I have the Merit FFA chapter in here with me. They're officers, and we got two more to go, and we still got a little time to kill. So we're going to either have some fun or cause trouble, one of the two in here, because I happen to know most of these kids in here pretty well. And they're on here. It's National FFA Week. All week, we got schools that are going to be in here, two schools a day. And we started Friday with Cheyenne and Sweetwater, and Merritt's here, and Elk City's coming in next. So, all right, the famous Lexi Smith.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she heard me announce that over the, what was that, Weatherford, wasn't
Weatherford,
it?
Yes.
Yeah, I needed her, and so I just said, would the famous Lexi Smith please come to the front desk? Yes. Boom, she was there. So, anyway, you are the Sentinel.
Yes, sir.
What is that? Is that people that keeps everybody under control?
Basically, maintaining order and keeping everyone under control.
I'm pretty sure you talk to him a lot, don't
you?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, I know you show.
Yes, sir.
And, let me back up. Sorry. Back up to her. You got Star Greenhand last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Brinley. I said it right the first time. Brinley Williamson. She was Star Greenhand for the Merit chapter last year.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, sorry. I missed that on the paper here. Let's get back to the famous girl. Anyway, you show. What else you do? You do your speeches and all that good stuff?
I did opening and closing ceremonies my freshman year, and we went to State and did pretty good.
How'd you like State?
I loved it. It was so fun.
And where was State at?
What year did they have it? They had it in Stillwater.
Oh, okay. Up there in OSU country.
Yes, sir.
And so, did you meet any new friends?
Yes, lots. I've met quite a few people through the whole closing ceremonies. I've been to multiple alumni camps, and I cannot be more thankful for it.
Oh. Explain what the opening and closing ceremonies is to people who don't know. Come on, I know.
Basically, like, it's how we start our meetings, basically.
Like, okay.
So you'll have your president, vice president stationed in...
You basically call the meeting to an order.
Yes, you call the meeting to the order
and then
go through all of your...
What happens if you don't have order?
Well...
Is that when the real Lexi comes out?
Yeah.
So, well, cool. Well, Case Carlson, you're the last, but you're not the least, okay? You're the chaplain.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that role.
I seek direction and guidance for those who are struggling with something bigger than themselves.
Oh, awesome. That's very well put. Do you rehearse this?
Huh?
Did you rehearse this?
No.
Oh, that was very well put. And you guys do your prayers at your meetings?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay, cool. And do you lead them if there is a prayer?
I do the officer ones, and then Miss Aaron goes out and does the big one, like for our banquets and labor auction.
Oh, cool. So how was you guys' labor auction this year? Good?
Really good.
It was great.
he's even back here in the background going, oh, yeah.
It was really good.
Well, besides you.
Oh, boy.
Besides you, and maybe you. Are any of you guys going to stay with agriculture when you graduate? Or you got plans? Come on, speak up, comedian.
Yes, I do. I plan to go to OSU and get my agricultural science degree.
Oh.
I want to, like, sell chemicals or, like, work for a seed company selling, like, grain and seed. So.
You going to start your own company or are you just going to go work for the big boys?
I'd like to start my own company, but I might have to start out working with the big boys.
Yeah, learn the tricks.
Learn the ropes.
I got you. And what else question I was going to ask? You two shy girls over there, have you guys got any plans for agriculture in your deal or you don't know yet?
Yes, I plan on going to college and getting my degree in agribusiness.
Oh, cool. Miss Barnett? She's not even thought about it. I can tell that look from here.
My plans right now is to go to college to be a pharmacist, so I don't know.
Are you going to get a scholarship on your shooting abilities?
Yes, I hope to get a full ride to Western like my sister Blakely did.
Oh, yeah, she did good, and looks like she's doing really good. I follow her on social media. She's kicking butt. How's that?
Yeah, I think she's won at least the girls' division of every shoot she's been to so far.
Yeah. Well, the stories I've heard from, like, Monty Tucker and his dad, the legend Paul Hightower, you're pretty special when it comes to shooting. Now, I don't mean to give you a big head, but I've seen some of the stuff, and you're an all-natural shooter.
Thank you.
I think I'll just get up here and try it. Bam, 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 49 out of 50. Yeah, well, okay, that's not bad for the first time.
Yes, and 4-H, me and Leighton Freeze back here, we're both going to Nationals this summer.
Oh, that's right. I knew your face.
Yeah, they take the top four out of the state, and we both made it in the top four.
So you guys are learning some good stuff in FFA, or while you're in FFA.
Yes.
Well, Chaplain, what's your plans?
I plan to go to OSU and get my veterinarian medicine degree.
Yeah?
And become a vet and move back here. And my main animals will be cattle and horses is my plan.
Because we need some. We're very short on big animal vets. And circle in with Dr. McConnell. And we got...
Taylor Mouse.
No, I knew what her mouth was. She's been babysitting my baby yesterday. Dr. Mouse. I wanted to say Taylor, but I was going to be respectful and say Dr. Mouse. Anyway, yeah. Dr. Mouse, we're lucky to have them in our area. But outside Elk City and the closest vets, either Clinton or Hobart, you know, and there's a lot of people out west that doesn't have a veterinarian. So that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. I've actually shadowed before for a vet.
Oh, yeah?
Jason Thorne.
Oh, yeah.
Weatherford, Clinton.
Yep. Mm-hmm. How'd that? You like that?
Yeah, it was really good. I got to be part of some surgeries. I just watched. It was really fun and made me want to.
You didn't have your mask on. He wasn't saying scalpel.
He told me to get some stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, congratulations on a big week. This is a big week for you guys. You got stock show at Beckham County this weekend, correct?
Yes, sir.
And Elk City was just over this weekend. Elk City's coming in. I guess they can tell me about it since they were the ones there, huh? Yeah, so anyway, but thank you a lot for coming in. And good job, ag teacher. So anyway, so congratulations. Happy National FFA Week.
All right. Thank you for having us.
All right, see you guys later.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 11th. 1,913 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 370 brought 226. 5 at 500 brought 213. 26 at 537 brought 209.50. 7 at 598 brought 171. 5 at 753 brought 156. 7 head of heifers at 419 brought 190. 4 at 505 brought 161. 8 at 558 brought 158.50. 11 at 615 brought 152. 5 at 932 brought 135. Butcher cows were 40 to 100. Butcher bulls 54 to 170. Bred cows 600 to 1450 pairs brought 1,000 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Tomorrow's leaders in the dynamic field of agriculture are being trained today as members of the largest rural youth organization in the world. FFA members across America are preparing to lead American agriculture in the 21st century.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
Planters Co-op applauds our future crop growers, beef producers, and stewards of the land. Keep up the great work, FFA.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the show. We got Elk City FFA filing in here. We got a whole crew. Oh my gosh. Anyway, we'll get them all settled in here. Meanwhile, I'll do a little bit of an update on the weather here. And it is currently 63 degrees still. South winds at 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. Humidity is dropping. It's now down to 40. And we got enough. We got all kinds. Somebody can sit here if they want. Anyway, so we got the Elk City FFA chapter in here. And we're going to start out with this young lady. Jancy, why don't you ask them what they need to tell us all?
Okay, will you guys say your name, grade, and what office you hold? And then if you're just attending the radio station too, just introduce yourselves.
I'm Dusty Lunky. I'm a senior, and I hold vice president.
I'm Saxon Poole. I am holding president. I am from Oak City.
Talk into the mic real close, please.
I'm Lane Hargrove. I'm a senior, and I hold the office of secretary.
I'm Braxton Buchanan, and I'm holding the office of chaplain.
Let's go right up here.
I'm Kai Keys. I'm a junior, and I am the treasurer.
The money man.
I'm Kiara Coslow. I'm a junior, and I hold the office of reporter.
All right. How about you, young lady?
I'm Madison Mathis. I'm a senior, and I'm the parliamentarian.
I'm Camden Gleaner. I'm a junior, and I'm greenhouse manager.
All right. Well, let's start with you. You already got my curiosity up. What is the greenhouse manager?
So recently we have built a greenhouse, and so I'm pretty much just in charge of all the plants that are going to be going into it and who's going to be working in it and all that.
I got you.
And we're going to, and it's supposed to help like fund for.
What all you guys growing in there?
We haven't really picked out all the plants that we're going to be growing in there yet.
Is it going to be mainly vegetables, or are you guys going to be doing some studies on some different?
We're going to have flowers, we're going to have vegetables, we're going to have succulents, just a little wide variety of everything.
You already act like you know what you're talking about, so you must know how to grow stuff. So, anyway, who is the president? Oh, right there. All right. Let's pull that mic around there. So this is your, what, fourth or fifth year in FFA?
This will be my fourth year.
Fourth year. And you're already the president. You must be pretty popular or know what you're doing. Which is it? Both?
Both.
So do you show stock at all, or what do you, what's your deal?
I show pigs.
You show pigs? And then do you do speech contests? And
I do animal judging.
Okay, cool. Finally, we got us a judger, because there wasn't no judges on the, if Merritt, was there?
No.
Okay.
We judge. We don't necessarily have a judging team, but we go to a bunch of contests and do a bunch of judging exercises in class. But I wouldn't say we have a judger on our FFA team, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So we have a judger over here, right?
Yes,
is
sir.
Any of the rest of you judging? Oh, right here we got her. Who's your mom?
Janine Warnke.
Oh, okay. And I figured I knew who you was. I used to be married to Warnke. So anyway, what have you learned in FFA that you think you'll carry forward with you?
Not to be shy.
Be social.
Yeah, be social. Don't take anything for granted.
Right.
Take your opportunity. If there's an opportunity, take it.
Have you got plans down the road to?
I plan on going to Oklahoma State and to become an ag teacher.
Okay.
With a minor degree in butchering.
Oh, you got it going on then, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's, why the butchering and the ag teaching?
Freshman year, fell in love with it. And then senior year came around. That's what I decided to do. And the butchering, I helped butcher a hog and some cattle. And I just fell in love with it.
Yeah. And we got a lot more processors around here nowadays.
Yes, sir, we do.
And we got some good ones, too.
Yes, sir.
We got Keys, we got Butcher Block, we got Route 66, just in our area right here. I mean, close to Elk City, but there we got Quartz View down at Altus and 54 over at Weatherford. We got one at Wheeler. We got one at Shamrock. There's all kinds of processors around here. And I know I didn't name them all off, so don't be texting in. You forgot to say this guy, but anyway. You take on the vice president.
Okay, who is the vice president? Dusty. you're a senior, I know that. What have you learned since freshman year being in FFA?
I've basically learned not to be shy, like Saxon said, but I've also learned you make a lot of good friends, and they'll be friends that you carry on forever. Because I had 8th grade ag at Canute, so I have friends that I've had since 8th grade. And then I've also made recent ones this year that we still stay in contact with, even if we've only met each other at one competition or camp or whatever it may
be. All right. Well, good. Well, who's next? The treasurer or the secretary? Secretary. Who's secretary? Oh, that's you. Grab that mic and talk close because you got a low voice. Anyway. Take him on there, my partner in crime.
Okay. Lane, I'm the secretary at Merritt, too. Can you tell us what the secretary's duties are?
Oh, boy. A lot of organization stuff. I don't know. Yeah, keep track of everybody at the meetings, and I don't know. I don't do a whole lot of nothing, really. I'm kind of just there a lot of times, but...
Okay, I have a follow-up question. What's your favorite activity, then, in FFA?
Does a shooting count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, shooting, for sure. That's pretty much all I do. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they brought shooting in, because, you know, speaking of the devil over there, she's standing over a smile when we mentioned guns. But anyway, you know, not everybody wants to show animals or weld in the shop or go to a speech contest. So the trap shooting and skeet shooting has made up for that. And it's the same thing at a shooting deal, is you learn to be safe, but you learn to be sociable too, because you probably met a lot of people at those shoots. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, who's next? The treasurer?
Yes.
Who's the treasurer? Big money guy. Come on. Speak up to that, Mike. Yeah, swap spots there for him. What's a second? Anyway, so you're the money man.
Yes, sir.
Have you guys got a lot of money in the Elk City FFA chapter?
I think so, yeah.
You're supposed to know this.
Well, you know, I kind of keep a record of receipts and disbursements, but I don't know the total and everything. All right. But
you
know,
keep track of it.
Yeah, I just help Mr. and Mrs. D with anything they need.
What? So do you show animals, do speech?
I do speech, but I do not show
animals. Show animals. All right. And what have you learned at speech contests?
You know, speech contests have taught me a lot, like how to talk in front of people and in public. Like, just a couple of years ago, my opening and closing ceremonies team went to state, and that taught us a lot.
Right. And, yeah, because, I mean, he's looking at me and I, talking to me. He ain't batting away, so he's learned something. Like, he ain't scared.
No, he's not.
So, anyway, well, thank you. Who's next? We got...
the reporter.
The reporter. Who's the reporter? Have a seat. Take her on.
Oh, I have this one, too?
Yeah.
Okay, what made you really get interested in being a part of FFA?
So I actually had an older cousin that started out in the FFA, and I got dragged in my eighth grade year, and
dragged or drugged,
either or, excuse me, but then I started doing speech contests and I started meeting more people everywhere, and I enjoyed making connections everywhere. So that kind of kept me in the FFA.
Oh, great. And so is there, besides being more sociable, is there anything that you're going to take with you after you get out of FFA that we think will help you down the road?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Well, you're not, I mean, you got a little shyness with you, but you're talking to me, so you're not that bashful. You just need somebody to poke you and make a subject, don't you? That's what I thought. Well, thank you. What we got next?
I think it's the chaplain.
Chaplain? All right, here we go. Here to use that one. What's your name again?
Braxton Buchanan.
Okay, Braxton. Take him on. That's why we're paying you the big bucks.
Okay. Braxton, some FFA chapters don't have the chaplain position. Can you explain kind of what you do and what your role is?
Mainly just most of the time when we have, like, a big event or something and we're going to have a meal, I just pray over the meal and stuff.
So what else you do besides chaplain? What else do you do while you're in FFA? You show animals, you do speech, or what else you got
archery,
going?
Archery and then trap shooting and then weld a little bit.
Yeah. Are any of you really good welders? Oh, there's not one hand sticking up. Oh, here comes the president. You are?
We're learning.
We're learning. Oh, okay. What do we got next after the chaplain?
I think Madison is next.
Okay.
Madison, the parliamentarian, is that what you said you were?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Take it on.
Oh, another one? Yeah. Okay. Maddie, you used to attend Merritt. I know that. What made you start FFA at Elk City?
Well, I wasn't a big part of, like, any type of community in Elk City whenever I got there, but I decided, hey, I need an extra class, ag. And when I got there, Miss D was very kind.
Mm-hmm.
She made me feel like I belong there, and she put me in charge of a lot of the floral arrangements, which I would have done that had I not been the parliamentarian. And I said, hey, I kind of like this. Yeah.
So. I know Mr. and Mrs. D personally, and they're both very good people. And ag really does make you feel belong. So that's really good that you decided to take part of ag.
So you guys want to know how old I am? Mr. Long, he taught first year I was there. That's how old I am. Does that tell you how old I am? Pretty much. Well, let's get back around to Mr. Greenhouse. You almost make you sound like a drug dealer, don't you? So besides the greenhouse, what has gone on in your life through FFA?
So I originally got an FFA in, like, ninth grade. And
I started, the first thing I did in FFA was the creed, and I pretty much stuck to speech competitions throughout FFA.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just helped me in a lot of ways, so.
Well, good. So who wants to volunteer to say the creed on the radio? Hello? Okay. You want to say the creed for us?
I cannot remember that. Anybody? First time I said it was 8th grade, and yeah. I said it in 9th grade, but that was 3 years ago.
Not one of you? You didn't, like, look it up on your iPhone.
Camden's the closest to the last one who said it, Mr. Greenhouse Man.
You want
to
say it? Think you can say it?
I remember, like, the first paragraph.
I remember the first paragraph.
We'll skip that. You guys are drama already. This is all drama already. We're going to skip the creed. We'll get them next time.
Okay.
Next year, somebody better come in here ready to say the creed. Because, you know, you can Google that creed. So, anyway, well, we are slightly running out of time. And I want to wish you guys all a bright future and happy National FFA Week.
And thank you.
Thanks for coming in. So we'll be back. And Jancy, will you help me with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast?
I'd be happy to.
All right. So thank you again, guys.
Thank you.
Be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First LS, Tuesday, February the 15th, we sold 567 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, February the 17th, we sold 2,405 calves and feeders with a snow day, totaling 2,972 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 82 to 88, thin cows bring 40 up to 75, with the bulls bringing 79 to 111. 2 day year old bred cows, 875 to 1175, with their 9 and older bred cows, 960. 5 to 9 year old pairs, 950 to 1350. We had 6 Angus bulls fertility check ready to go, bring 2350 to 3000. On our steer cattle, 3 to 4 weight steers, 228 to 241. 4 to 450, 213 to 223. 5 to 550, 190 to 212. 6 to 650, 171 to 193. 7 to 750, 160 to 173. 8 to 850 steers, 158.5 to 159. 9 to 950, 142 to 156. 950 to 1,000, 143 to 148. And 9 steers weighing 1113, bring 134. Pays to bring to auction where the owner supports the market. Plus, we have plenty of feeder buyers. 10 of them there yesterday during the snow. Heifers, 3 to 350 heifers, 190 to 211.50. 4 to 450, 169.5 to 195. 5 to 550, 161 to 181. 6 to 650, 160 to 165. 7 to 750 heifers, 141 to 145.50. With their 8 to 850 heifers, 138 to 141. 9 to 950 heifers, 116 to 133. Very good market, very aggressive, even with the snow day. For this Tuesday, February the 22nd, we're expecting 35 bred cows. We also got 22 bred cows and pairs. More by sale time. Our Red Angus bull sale will be Tuesday, March the 8th. For that day, we also have 2 sets of Red Angus 2-year-old pairs and 1 set of black pairs with Red Angus cross calves. Give us a call. We'll see you this Tuesday. Thanks, Kim, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Last year's National FFA Convention included the first ever on-site National Days of Service event, in which members attending the convention constructed food pantry boxes to be placed around Indianapolis, and they wrote cards to go in meal boxes distributed by Meals on Wheels of Central Indiana.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
Simon's Catch is proud to support our local FFA chapters. Way to go, guys and gals. Keep up the great work.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
I'm back, and so is Jancy. And we will, as soon as I get this figured out. Ah, I got it. Hey, look, there you are. Can you see yourself? All right. Anyway, Jancy, will you do the famous Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast?
Can you do all that? It's a lot, but I'll get it done. Today on Washington's birthday, it is partly sunny with a high near 76, southwest wind 18 to 24 miles per hour with gusts as high as 37 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with the low around 27, southwest wind 15 to 22 miles per hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 33 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with a steady temperature around 36, north wind 15 to 24 miles per hour with gusts as high as 37. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 11, wind chills values as low as negative 5. North-northwest wind 17 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 24. North-northwest wind 14 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Wednesday night, a 50% chance of snow after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Thursday, a 30% chance of snow before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 27. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 10. Friday, sunny with a high near 33. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 15. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 19. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 56.
Finally, huh? Sunday.
Finally, Sunday.
Finally. It's going to be starting tomorrow morning. It's going downhill. Well, you got company in here with you also, Miss
I do.
Miss Barnett.
She kind of had to stay because I'm kind of her ride, but.
I'm so glad you're back in here because, you know, by popular demand, people enjoy the show when you're on here. You don't know that.
I do.
We get a lot of people to say, man, we enjoy it when she's in there. She talks so plain and professional, unlike Jimmy.
And so, well, thank you.
Yeah, because I'm waiting for somebody to text me and goes, you know, you interview those kids really well because you act like one. That's what I've been waiting for all day. But anyway, I think I'm very professional.
You do a good job, Jimmy.
I'm going to read this real quick, and it's livestock auction summaries from last week. In Texas, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers traded uneven to steady, depending on when during the week the sale occurred. Trade was fairly active on good demand. Midweek, another cold front blew in but did not bring moisture. Mostly high winds and below freezing temperatures. Well, in Texas, they had 6,711 head sold last week in Texas compared to 8,800 the week before. 87% of that was feeder cattle, 10% was slaughter cattle, and 2.5% was replacement cattle. Here's some numbers. Some 300 weights, it was averaging 344, brought 230 to 241 with average price at 238.57, and 400 weights, 429 average weight, was bringing anywhere from 208 to 227, average price 225. Let's skip on down here to the 600 weights, and they were 601 average price, 188.50 per 100 weight, and they were thin fleshed. 700 pounders were bringing anywhere from 151 to 170 with 165.69 the average weight. Well, in Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers were $2 to $5 lower. Feeder steers steady to $3 lower. Stocker steers and steer calves were $4 to $8 higher. Stocker heifers and heifer calves sold $4 to $6 higher. Demand was moderate for feeder cattle. Demand continues good for stockers and calves. Slaughter cows sold steady to $3 lower, and slaughter bulls $3 to $4 lower. Demand was moderate for cows and bulls. Much of the state received a half inch or better moisture, and more is expected this coming week, which I think we're already not. They've already taken us out.
Yeah.
This 30% of snow is not going to cut it. Anyway, we really need it. Total receipts for Oklahoma last week was $37,879, and that's compared to $20,271 the week before. 94% of them were feeder cattle. 4.5% was slaughter cattle, and almost 2% was replacement cattle. 300 weights, 324 average in Oklahoma was 212 to 252.50. Average price for the 324 weights was $228 per 100 weight. And we get down here in the 400 weight, 426, 183 to 240 to 1845 was the average price. 500 weights, 190 to, well, the average weight was 526, but 190 to 217, which is really good for that. And we got 204.41 was the average price for 500 weights. And then we get, I was looking up here at the 598s, as close to 600 that was on this report, and they were bringing 206 with value added. Well, guess what, girls? We got 3 minutes left. What do you want to talk about?
That food we're fixing to go eat.
Anyway, so you're the secretary, and what was your office title?
The vice president.
Oh, hang on here. Try that again.
The vice president.
What's up? Oh, that'll help. Now we'll help. I'm learning the buttons. I haven't been here very long. Now try it.
I'm the vice president.
Oh, you're second in charge.
Yes.
So where are you guys going to eat?
El Patio.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't get that email.
Mr. Heron decided we were all going to eat.
Well, that's good.
Way to beg our principal.
Yes.
Well, it's FFA week.
Mm-hmm.
National FFA week. And you guys deserve a meal out.
I think we do.
Yeah. 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 And so you're already dressed for it. And you guys got some really nice shirts. And you guys go in there styling into El Patios. And no tequila. No, for you guys.
Oh, man.
Dang it. No, just kidding. Anyway,
so you got, see, you don't show, right?
No.
I didn't think you did. And then you got stock show coming up at Elk City, or no, at
I think
Sayre.
It's at Sayre this year.
Yeah, it's
yes.
Sayre. This weekend, it starts Saturday?
We move in Sunday, and show starts, pigs and cattle will be Monday, and sheep and goats, and the premium sale will be Tuesday.
Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got that schedule for Mr. Hartman.
Yes.
I'm so glad he's back at
us. I am too.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'll get him on the show when I get all you kids out of my office. It's going to take all week. So anyway, so anything stressful going on out there in the cattle world with you?
With us? That's really a Chad question. But as of right now, I think everything's going pretty good.
You haven't been helping feed?
No, he doesn't let me go with him.
Unless he wants somebody to open the gate.
Yeah, unless he needs a gate opener. But other than that, he tells me that my job is in the pig barn for the day.
Yeah, how's the pig barn looking?
It looks good. Everything looks good. We've still got 11 on feed, so we're going pretty strong right now.
You got a couple of challengers.
We've got a couple secrets that I think could look really good.
Because the big stock show is coming up.
March, be spring break.
OYE.
Yes, sir.
That's the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and it's the largest stock show in the world. Youth stock show in the world.
It is.
Anyway, so we got, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me back in.
Thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, you guys enjoy your El Patios, would you?
We will.
All right, see you later. She's out of here. They're gone. Anyway, well. We had Elk City and Merritt FFAs in this week, or today, sorry. And tomorrow we will have Burns Flat and Canudian. And Lacey will be on, and hopefully she'll help me talk to the kids from Burns Flat and Elk City. So we'll have a Mr. Layton bring those kids in, and Mr. Connor will bring his kids in tomorrow. If anybody's got anything they need to tell me, let me know. There's a gentleman also, 580-821-4244. He's got some concrete feed bunks he's wanting to sell. So if anybody needs any, 821-4244. And yeah, appreciate you guys being in. Anyway, see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is KECO, Elk City.